This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah presents more examples of different metal utensils and the issue of, you know, at what point it's considered halachically broken and therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. This next example is the magrefa, fire shovel, something that might be found next to a fireplace. So it's a metal shovel used to remove ashes. But just before the shovel portion, there is a piece of metal in the shape of a ball. The Mishnah presents a dispute as to the magrefa's tumah status if the actual shovel portion broke off, but you still have that, you know, shaft with the ball shaped metal at the end. First opinion rules, magrefa shenit la kapa tumea. A fire shovel whose shovel portion was removed is still considered a kli, still makabel tumah, because it resembles a hammer. That is, it could still be used as a hammer. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim Taharin. The Chachamim will let know, if the actual shovel portion broke off, although in theory what remains of the Magrefa could be used as a hammer, practically, it's not common for people to do so. And so the Chachamim say, unless the person specifically designated what remains of the Magrefa that, okay, now this is going to be a hammer for me, the shovelless magrefa is not considered a kli anymore, and therefore is not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah then says, regarding megera shenitlu shina achas mibein sayim esa, where every other tooth was removed, tahara, that's no longer a halacha kli, and therefore is not mekabel tumah, for it can no longer cut properly. However, if nishtayr ba melo hasit b'mokom echad, if the length of a sit, which is the distance between a person's index and middle fingers when stretched apart, if a portion equal to that length of continuous teeth remains in this saw, tamea, then it is mekabel tumah, still considered a kli, because you have at least that minimal section of the saw which is still functional, and so it's considered that you could still, you know, on some level, use it for its originally intended purpose, and therefore it remains a kli, it's mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues regarding hamatzad and adz, which is kind of the axe. The blade is, you know, arched and at a right angle to the handle. Via izmil, a scalpel. Via mafsalis, a plane which consists of a wooden block with a metal blade affixed to it, you know, sticking out of the bottom of the block, and you pass it back and forth over wooden boards to smooth them. Via magdeach, or an auger. So this is essentially a very simple kind of a drill. There's a curved handle at the top. Then you have a metal rod that comes to a point. One presses it into the wood and twists to drill its hole. Regarding any of these, shenifkamu, that was damaged. Let's say, you know, a piece broke off. But as long as they're still usable, tamayim, they retain their kli status and therefore they're still makabel tumah. The Mishnah says, though, nital chisuman, if, however, they're a cutting edge, which was a strip of copper or some other, you know, high-quality metal, and it was made very sharp. This is what did the actual cutting. If that was removed, taharin, then the tool is no longer considered halachically, and therefore is not mekabel tumah, because it can no longer practically be used for cutting. The Mishnah states further, v'kulan shenechleku l'shnayim, and in the case of almost all of the above, the tool split in two, that is, the blade split across its width, and so essentially the blade got much shortened. You have, you know, half of the blade that's still attached to the handle. And the other half of the blade that is also a blade just without a handle, tameyem, in nearly all of these cases, both the individual pieces continue to retain a kli status, because each is essentially half a blade. One half has a handle, so certainly that could still be used. The other half of the blade doesn't have a handle, but you could put a cloth around it and use it that way. This is per the Tanakhama's opinion of Mishnah Aleph, that people would still practically use it that way. So both pieces will still be mekabel tumah, chutz min hamagdeach, except for the auger. If that's split in two, then neither part is considered a kli anymore, neither part will be mekabel tumah, because neither part is going to be practically usable. Now clearly, the portion of the auger that is without any handle is not usable. You need the handle, in the case of the auger, to do the actual drilling. And even the other half of the auger's metal rod that's attached to the handle cannot be used anymore, because when it breaks in the middle, the edge is jagged. It no longer has the pointed shape needed to do drilling. Since neither part is usable anymore, they're not considered halacha kelim. They're no longer mekabel tuma. The Mishnah says, "Va'rokuni b'fnei atzma." If the blade of a plane was completely removed, leaving just the wooden block by itself, then for sure, tahora, that wooden block is not a kli, since it no longer has any use. If the blade is gone, it cannot function whatsoever as a plane. The wooden block by itself has no use. Even if it did, there'd be an issue that it doesn't have a base kibbol. It's something made of wood, and there's no receptacle. So without question, the wooden block by itself that's without any blade is not considered a kli, and therefore is not mekabel tuma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.